Hallelujah, glory. Hallelujah, glory, hallelujah, glory. Hallelujah, glory, hallelujah, glory. Hallelujah, glory, 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 glory. Hallelujah, glory, hallelujah. Hallelujah, glory, 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 glory. Glory, 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 glory. Glory, glory to the King of Kings. Glory, 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 glory to the God of Gods, to the Lamb of Lambs. Hallelujah to the Lord of Lords. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, oh bless the Lord. Oh bless the Lord, oh bless the Lord, oh bless the Lord. Oh bless the Lord, oh bless the Lord, oh bless the Lord, oh bless the Lord. Oh bless the Lord, oh bless the Lord, oh bless the Lord. Hallelujah, glory, glory, glory. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Father God, we bless you right now, God. We magnify your name right now, God. We glorify your name right now, God. Hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for another day, God. Hallelujah. Father God, we bless you, God. Oh, Father God, we thank you for life. We thank you for health. We thank you for strength. We thank you that we woke up with our minds on you this morning, Father. Oh, glory be to God. Hallelujah. Oh, how magnificent is your name and all of the earth. Hallelujah. You sit high, you look low, you're large, you're in charge. Hallelujah. Oh, Father God, hallelujah. As we come on this morning, Father. Father, we ask that you would forgive us for every sin of omission, every sin of commission. Oh, Father God, we ask for your anointing as we pray, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Glory be to God. All about you, Father God. None of us, all of you, Father, this day, every day. Hallelujah. Jesus is the way. Hallelujah. He is the life. He is the truth. Hallelujah. He is God in the flesh. Oh, Father God, for the redemption of all mankind, every man, every woman, every boy, every girl, every soul. Oh, Father God, all souls belong to you. They are yours, Father God. Hallelujah. Oh, God, we say thank you today, Father. We say thank you, Father God, that we was able to open our eyelids. Oh, Father God, that we breathed, inhaled, exhaled all night long, unconscious of what we're doing. Oh, we thank you for the body rhythm. We thank you for the beating of the heart. We thank you for the activity of the limbs. We thank you that we're still in our right minds, Father God. We thank you for angelic assistance, Father, a host of angels watching over us. Oh, Father God, we come to say thank you, Father, for the things that we sometimes forget to say thank you for. Oh, Father God, the things that we sometimes take for granted. Oh, Father God, we forget, Father God, that our heart is beating. Oh, Father God, and if our heart would just get one beat, Father God, we would know it, and the hospitals would know it, and maybe even the graveyard would know it, the nursing homes would know it, the rehabilitation centers would know it, if our heart beat. Skip just one beat. But Father God, we thank you that it has not skipped a beat. Father God, in spite of, oh Father God, hallelujah. So we come to say thank you, Father God. We come to bless you, God. Hallelujah. We realize, Father God, hallelujah, that hallelujah, so many people, Father God, hallelujah, challenge today, Father God. So many people, Father God, hallelujah. Some are in wheelchairs, Father God. Some are in rehab. Some are in hospice. So Some are in ICU. Oh, glory be to God. Some are in mental institutions. Glory be to God. Oh, Father God, hallelujah. Spiritually handicapped, mentally handicapped, physically handicapped, financially handicapped. This handicapped, Father God. Hallelujah. Oh, glory be to God. Hallelujah. Father God, we come this morning, Father God, just as we are, just as we are, Father God. Hallelujah. Regardless, Father God, of our realities, Father God, we come this morning, Father God, to lay aside our realities and adapt your reality to come and agree with the reality of God, which is the only truth, which is the only power, which is the highest power. Oh, glory be to the living God. You are our faith. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. You are our source. You are our life, Father God. Hallelujah. Oh, Father God, hallelujah, that regardless of what it might look like, Father God, in the natural, Father God, hallelujah, be it good or be it bad, it's only temporal, Father God. It's all going to pass away, Father. Heaven and earth are going to pass away, but your word, Father God, will, Father God, remain forever. That is the eternal word, Father God. Our state in you, our position in you is eternal. Oh, Father God, hallelujah. So though we might be enduring some temporary restrictions, oh, Father God, we're already seated in heavenly places with you. We are a royal priesthood. We are a chosen generation. Oh, glory be to God. Hallelujah. And so, Father, if we are, hallelujah, sitting in heavenly places, that means that the devil can be no place but under our feet, Father God, because we're already in heaven, Father God. We're not going to heaven when we die, Father God, because we're already dead. Glory be to God, Father God. We're not going to heaven when we transition. You said we're already in heaven. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. And Father God, the devil is not in heaven anymore. He can't get back in from where he was evicted from, Father God. Hallelujah. He may have some access to communicate with you, Father God, but the devil is not in heaven. And since we are in heaven, that means that the devil is under our feet. Oh, Father God, we bless you right now, Father God. But when Jesus was resurrected from the dead, Father God, hallelujah, Jesus rose with all power and all authority. And if Jesus has all authority, that means that the devil has no authority, because there's no authority for him to get or to have, because Jesus said he had it all. Glory be to God. So if Jesus has all authority, that means the devil has no authority. Glory be to God. And if Jesus has all authority and Jesus has transferred his all authority to all of his children, then we have all authority. Oh, God. And the only authority that Satan has is the authority that your children ignorantly gives to him. Oh, glory be to God, through their thought life, through the words that they speak, through their living. It's the only authority that the devil can bamboozle your children out of, because the devil has no authority, which means we are unable to be touched by evil, which means, Father God, that we truly have the victory. We truly have the power. We truly can do all things through Christ who strengthens us, because we have all the authority. You gave it to us, Father God. We pray this morning, Father God, that your children will stop giving their authority to the devil. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Oh, Father God, and walk in our rightful positions. Oh, hallelujah, that you have given us. You told us to take dominion. You told us to take charge. You told us to go, to do, to be. Hallelujah. To live our best lives now, that abundant life, the life that Jesus came, that we might have life, and that more abundantly, abundant area of our lives, to the overflow. Hallelujah. Blessed to be a blessing. Oh, Father God. Oh, Father God. We thank you this morning. We thank you. We thank you for opening the eyes of our understanding. Oh, Father God. Hallelujah. We're no longer ignorant. Oh, Father God. Hallelujah. We refuse to be bamboozled anymore. Hoodwink. Led amok. Led astray. Our eyes are open. Oh, Father God, and we say thank you. We say thank you. We rise this morning. We thank you, Father God, for this urgent state of the union, state of emergency, state of global security. Father, you said, if my people, glory be to God, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face, and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land. Oh, glory be to God. Hallelujah. We bless you. We bless you. Oh, Father God, as we are praying this week, oh, Father, the man, hallelujah, that intervened, hallelujah. Oh, Father God, hallelujah. Nuclear disaster, Gorbachev, glory be to God, died on yesterday. What a coincidence. What a coincidence, Father God. And we know that there are no coincidences in your kingdom. Oh, God, hallelujah. And there's somebody else, Father God, that you're rising up. Oh, Father God, that's going to intercept a nuclear bomb, that's going to intercept nuclear war. You're already giving us the signals, Father God, hallelujah, that our prayers are working. You're already giving us confirmation that our prayers are working. Oh, Father God, oh God, you put a hold on everything. Father God, you said, hold up a minute. Hallelujah. There's some urgent situations going on around us here on planet Earth, and nothing is going to happen unless the people of God pray. Oh, glory be to God. Yes, God is going to handle it, but only when the people pray. God is going to intervene. Yes, but only when the people pray. God is going to heal the land. Yes, but only when the people pray. Glory be to God. Prayer, Father God, is moving us through COVID. God, COVID didn't do, it did some damage, but it didn't do what it wanted to do, because you had the people pray. Glory be to God. Monkey pox, Father God, is spreading like wildfire, even in the lives of the children, but it's not going to do what it came to do, Father God, because you have a group of people, oh, Father God, that's praying, praying in their secret closets, praying publicly, praying privately, praying when it's convenient, praying when it's inconvenient, praying out of their hearts, praying out of their spirits, praying out of their souls. Oh, Father God, oh, God, oh, God, we thank you, God. We thank you, God. We thank you, God. We thank you. That 20-year-old, that copycat went into another supermarket this week, Father, in the name of Jesus, and took two lives out of here. Oh, Father God, they said he had already posted that he wanted 45 souls, but because your people are behind the scenes praying, we're praying, we're praying. The devil wants to put people in fear, not to even leave their house, to go to the supermarket. Father God, two people lost their lives, and we pray for their families on today, Father God, but they were heroes in their own right. Father God, thank you, thank you, for thank you that the saints are praying. The saints are praying, Father. Oh, God, no more supermarket slaughters. Father, our children went back to school this week. We know the parents are struggling to stay in peace. Oh, Father God, that some demon won't bust up in that schoolhouse and into the classroom of their babies and try to be a copycat. But Father God, when the saints start to praying, when the saints start to praying, oh, Father God, you alleviate the disaster. Glory be to God. And even though it's bad, Father God, the devil meant for it to be worse. But you said with sin doth abound, grace though much more abound. Glory, 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 glory. We in the seas this week, Father. You know we do every day is what we do in our own lives. Every day is what we do in this ministry. Every day. But Father God, you put an extra layer on this week. You said let's start the week saturated, drenched, focused. Oh, Father God, we declare war. We declare war on the enemy. We say not so, not so. Hallelujah. And the violent, and the violent, and the violent taketh by force. Oh, glory. And we bless you. And we magnify you. And we glorify you. Oh, God, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. The devil wants us to think that our prayers aren't going anywhere. The devil wants us to think that we're just speaking to the air. But he's a liar and the father of lies. Oh, Father God, for you said if we confess our sins, you are faithful and just to forgive us and to cleanse us. Oh, Father God, you search the hearts. And when you find a heart that's repentant, when you find a heart that's not practicing sin, when you find a heart that mean right, even though Father God it may have some still have some trip ups, but it means right. Oh Father God, you meet us. Hallelujah. Father God, when you find a heart praying heart, a humble heart, a heart that's seeking, a seeking heart, a turning heart, Father God, then we have found you, and we say thank you, and we bless you. Father God, this morning we command deliverance and the unconditional release of all those held bound by strife, conflict, and disharmony in our nation, in our communities, in our churches, in our ministries, in our families, the families of the righteous, in Jesus' name. We curse the seed of strife, conflict, disharmony, confusion, and misrepresentation that is causing unrest in nations, communities, churches, ministries, and families in the name of Jesus. Let the spirit of terror and fear seducing nations, communities, churches, and families be arrested now in the name of Jesus. We deploy the blood of Jesus to overrule satanic predictions, witchcraft manipulations, and demonic lies released by the enemy to cause destruction and confusion in nations, communities, churches, and families, the families of the righteous, in the name of Jesus. We arrest all demonic harassments and vexation against the seed of the righteous, in the name of Jesus. We interrupt messengers of Satan, signs to buffet the church, and restrict the fivefold ministry in this generation, and to limit the move of God for the next generation. Let it be interrupted and arrested now in the name of Jesus. We block demonic openings in the church and in the life of the righteous and the seed of the righteous in the name of Jesus. Let the righteous be alert, aware, and receive divine illumination now in the name of Jesus. We disadvantage every advantage of the enemy and strip the enemy of his trusted weapons against the righteous and the church in the name of Jesus. We interrupt and overturn any evil agenda on satanic calendars against the righteous in strategic gate or door of opportunity in the name of Jesus. Let every satanic programming within the womb of time be overturned and overwritten by the supreme sacrifice of the blood of Jesus. We interrupt and override the weapons deployed against the church in the heavens, in the earth, in the forest kingdom, in the animal kingdom, and in the water kingdom, in Jesus' name. We override and interrupt any beast and disembodied spirit who deploys strange winds, rough winds, creates turbulence, storms, earthquakes, tsunamis, floods, strange weather, hurricanes, or any other crisis, using the elements against the body of Christ, the church, and the fivefold ministry. In the name of Jesus, we interrupt that which has been deployed to hurt the church, Father God, in this season in which we live. And we decree and declare the opposite of demonic predictions that shall occur according to the book of Esther, chapter number 9. And verse number 1, we declare counter predictions against their predictions and counter commands against their commands. And we release blessings, honor, and glory into the future of our nation, our communities, our churches, our ministries, and our families. In the name of Jesus, we command the freedom and unconditional release of the captives. In the name of Jesus, let chains break and the prison doors restricting the righteous and the seed of the righteous be opened now. In the name of Jesus, we cancel every surprise that is projected against the righteous and the seed of the righteous and that has been sent from the witchcraft and the marine kingdoms. Let it be overturned now in the name of Jesus. We arrest that which is on assignment to kill, to steal and to destroy the body of Christ and the generals within the body by the supreme sacrifice of the blood of Jesus. We command the deliverance of potential future leaders of the body of Christ being held at ransom by the enemy. We command their deliverance now in the name of Jesus. We release the blood of Jesus and the Spirit of the living God to invade religious institutions in our nation so that people would once again turn to God for solutions. Let our nation enter a time of national repentance so that you, Father God, can release healing for our nation in the name of Jesus. We pray that the church would once again make a positive impact on the nation, and we overturn religious conflicts and unrest seeking to destroy national peace and fellowship among the citizens of the nation in the name of Jesus. We release godly marriages and divine connections that have the potential to build the kingdom and release godly offspring to enforce lands of God in the next generation. We pray for the release of these marriages and secure the fruit of the womb through the blood of Jesus. Father, may the wicked be driven away like the wind, uncovered like darkness when light shines in secret places. May every plot, scheme, plan, and time-sensitive tactic of the enemy be overthrown now in the name of Jesus. May the righteous run for cover and be found by you. May every plan of the enemy to overthrow our assignment be located and dealt with thoroughly by the hand and the sword of Jehovah. May every evil, sinful, self-serving work of our hands be judged and purged by the fire of true repentance, not from a place of deep sorrow alone, but from a place of revelatory understanding. May these next few days, weeks, and months show us for sure that our Redeemer lives. Where traps and snares have been laid, may they burn like dry thickets and the leaves of late fall at the burning of your rebuke. Father, please deliver us from the snare of the fowler and the desire of the wicked one. We ask that you will locate us, find us wherever we are lost, seek and save us for your eternal purpose. Deliver us from any spirit of self-destruction and restore our hope. You are our eternal Lord. We are asking for your help this morning. Help us in secret places and places where we have no voice or no representation, where there is no one to speak for us. Father, will you please be our attorney? May our advocate represent us where we have no defense. May the blood of Jesus be our defense and our strong tower of safety. Where we have missed the mark and our lives is out of divine alignment with your purpose, we ask that you would save us, Lord. We align our purpose and change our course so that, Father God, hallelujah, as we continue to walk with you day by day, we will see the salvation of the Lord. In spite of our enemies and every ill will for our public humiliation. We invoke the word written in Jeremiah chapter number 20, verse number 10. For I heard the defaming of many, fear on every side. Report, say they, and we will report it. All my familiars watch for my halting, saying, peradventure, he will be enticed, and we shall prevail against him, and we shall take our revenge on him. But the Lord is with me as a mighty, terrible one. Therefore, my persecutors shall stumble, and they shall not prevail. They shall be greatly ashamed, for they shall not prosper. Their everlasting confusion shall never be forgotten. And we say thank you, Father, and we bless your name, and we glorify your name. Hallelujah. We thank you, Father, that we hide in your secret place. We abide under the shadow of your wings, Father God, and no weapon formed against us shall prosper. Every tongue that rises in judgment, we shall condemn. We shall live and not die and declare the works of the Lord. Thank you, Father, that the curse causeless shall not come. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Father. Thank you. It's not over till you say it's over. Hallelujah. Until you say it's over, Father. We say thank you for the blood of Jesus. We dip ourselves in the blood of Jesus Christ seven times this day. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. We dip our children in the blood, name by name, our grandchildren, name by name, our nieces, our nephews, our aunts, our uncles, our cousins, our spouses. We dip them in the blood of Jesus Christ today. We dip our homes in the blood, our health in the blood, our destiny in the blood. Everything you have given unto us, we dip it in the blood of Jesus Christ. Everything we have borrowed, everything that's on loan, everything we got to give back, Father God, all of that, Father God, we dip it in the blood of Jesus. We dip this ministry in the blood of Jesus Christ seven times. Every ministry worker, every ministry partner, Father God, those who are connected to this ministry in a real way, Father God, we dip them in the blood of Jesus Christ seven times. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. And we say thank you. And we say thank you, Father. And we say thank you. We pray for our neighbors. We pray for our co-workers. We pray for those in government. We pray for our president. Oh, Father God, we pray for the leaders of the land. We pray for the policemen. We pray for the doctors. We pray for the nurses. We pray, Father God, those who are incarcerated. Oh, Father God, we pray, Father God. Hallelujah. Those who are in the hospital, one foot on life, one foot on death, we pray for them, Father. We pray, we pray, we pray. Somebody's contemplating evil today, Father. And we pray that you will give them a will and a mind to say no, to turn, Father God. The devil is running rampant, but we want to say thank you that we're sin doth abound, grace doth much more abound. Thank you, Father. Thank you. We cancel bad news. We cancel tears. We cancel sorrow. No plague will come nigh our dwelling. Thank you, God. We're going in peace. We're going in peace, Father God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. No hurt, harm, or danger is coming to our babies. We say hell no. We tell hell no. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. And we say thank you. And we say thank you. And we say thank you. Psalms 34. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make her boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad.
Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. I sought the Lord, and he heard me, and delivered me from all my fears. They looked unto him and were lightened, and their faces were not ashamed. This poor man cried, and the Lord heard him and saved him out of all his troubles. The angel of the Lord round about them that fear him and delivereth them. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusts in him. Oh, fear the Lord, ye his saints, for there is no want to them that fear him. The young lions do lack and suffer hunger, but they that seek the Lord shall not want any good thing. Come, ye children, hearken unto me. I will teach you the fear of the Lord. What man is he that desireth life and loveth many days, that he may see good? Keep thy tongue from evil and thy lips from speaking guile. Depart from evil and do good and pursue it. The eyes of the Lord are upon the righteous, and his ears are open unto their cry. The face of the Lord is against them that do evil, to cut off the remembrance of them from the earth. The righteous cry, and the Lord heareth and delivereth them out of all their troubles. The Lord is nigh unto them that are of a broken heart, and saveth such as be of a contrite spirit. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivereth him out of them all. He keepeth all his bones, not one of them is broken. Evil shall slay the wicked, and they that hate the righteous shall be desolate. The Lord redeemeth the soul of his servants, and none of them that trust in him shall be desolate. And this is the blessed word of God for the blessed people of God. Father God, as we go forward this day, thank you for ordering our steps, for the steps of a good man, a good woman are ordered by the Lord. We acknowledge you in all of our ways, and thank you for directing our path, that we will not be in the right place at the wrong time. Because we're only going if you send us. And if you don't send us, we're not going. And it's as simple as that. We don't care whose feelings we hurt. We don't care what plans have to be modified or canceled. If you don't send us, we're not going. And if you send us, we're gone. We not add nothing to it, and we not taking nothing away. And we say thank you, God. And we say thank you. Thank you, Father. Thank you for this time of prayer. Thank you, Father. Thank you. Father God, we ask that you would, we commit this whole day in your hands. The prayer warriors coming forward at 12. Bible study tonight, Father God, if you say so. At 8 o'clock. And we just want to say thank you for everything. And Father God, if today would just happen to be the day that Jesus returns, just in case, because we know it's close, help us not to miss the rapture, Father. Father God, we know how to get pretty and we know how to play it up in front of people. But God, only you know the heart. And Father God, when you come back, you're looking at the heart. And you said, he who is filthy, let him be filthy still. He who is holy, let him be holy still. He who is righteous, let him be righteous still. If today is the day, Father, for the return of Christ, or if the day, Father God, that you allow death to come in, either way, it's going to be our rapture. Father God, help us not to miss heaven. Help us not to get to heaven, Father God, and you tell us to have a seat. Instead of welcoming us in, you want us to have a seat. And you want to play back the words that came out of our mouth. You want to play back, Father God, the deeds that we did when we thought nobody was looking. You want to play back, Father God, the things, Father God, you told us to do that we still haven't done yet. God, we don't want to get to heaven and hear you say, have a seat. Or we don't want to get to heaven and hear you say, depart. Oh, Father, help us not to miss the rapture. Don't nothing else matter. Not a cotton picking thing matter. Our wardrobe don't matter. Our street address don't matter. Our bank account don't matter. The car we drive don't matter. Our ministries don't matter. Don't know nothing. Not a thing matter. Father God, hallelujah. If we miss you, Father. If we was in the wrong part of town, Father God, if our radar has been off, if we've been walking in the flesh, Father God, thinking it was the spirit, Father God, if we've been listening to ourselves and listening to other people instead of listening to you, Father, please don't let us miss the rapture. You said there's a way that seemeth right unto a man, but the ends thereof are the ways of death. Help us not to walk in the way that seems right, but we want to walk in the way that is right. This is our prayer, God. This is our prayer. From the bottom of our hearts and from our souls. God, we'll give this whole earth up. We'll give up everything in this earth, God. We just want you. Give me you. Give me you. Give me you. Hallelujah. All we want is you, Father. All we want is you. Because it's only what we do for Christ that's going to last. We bind absolutely every spirit of retaliation in the name of the Father, the Son, and the precious Holy Ghost. We seal this prayer this morning by the word, the blood, and the spirit, and we cast it at the feet of Jesus to decree and declare it cannot, it will not, it shall not be broken. Now unto him who is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever. Hallelujah. And the church said, hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Whew, amen. And Satan is defeated. Hallelujah. Darkness is dispelled. And Jesus Christ, amen, is the King of Kings. And Jesus Christ, he is. Amen. The Lord of Lords. Amen. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. 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 In Jesus' name. Everybody have a wonderful day. Have a wonderful day. Walk in the blessing because the blessing manifestation is here. But I'm encourage everyone, please, please, as a prophet, the Bible says, believe your prophet and you shall prosper. God downloaded to me Monday morning. He said, we are in a critical time. He said, halt everything and enhance our prayer this week. We're calling for 1 week of enhanced prayer. If you can put an extra hour in, if you can put in an extra hour a day, extra 2 hours, turn off your favorite TV show, cut the social media down, beloved. Look, And this is why we have halted our 6 a.m. And all we doing is praying all this week up until Saturday. Saturday, I want to pray for everybody individually. Every name that I know of in this ministry, amen, we're going to put on the altar. Amen. It's going to be dedicated to just the ministry partners on Saturday, Lord's willing. The Holy Spirit had me to go on Amazon and buy an AM, FM, battery-operated radio. Why? Because if the phone systems go down, beloved, if you got an AM, FM radio working on batteries, you can still know what's going on around you. I'm not doing this in fear either. I'm not moving in fear. I'm moving in instructions by the Holy Ghost. I know where my candles are. I got my matches to light the candles. I got my batteries. And I stay stocked up on water. And I keep a landline. I need a landline to do this ministry. I keep a landline. I'm not talking about no cordless phone. If you got a cordless phone and the electricity go off and the power go off, you still can't communicate. But if you got a landline, if you don't have nothing but a dial tone, I've been telling y'all for a long time now, you need a landline. Because let me tell you something about these cell phones. They can just go and flip the switch, baby, on that tower, and you won't be able to call nobody. No internet, no nothing. This is what the Holy Spirit has told me to do. And I have shared it with my family, and I'm sharing it with you. Gives us warnings. Glory be. So if there is a temporary shutdown, you be ready. Because if something happens, as we continue to pray, beloved, it's not going to be as bad as it could have been, because God has already put us a couple steps before. Now, it's up to you what you want to do. I'm ready. Amazon delivered my radio yesterday. I'm ready. I got my little package here. Glory be to God. I'm going to keep on doing and following the Holy Spirit. But if something go down, amen, glory be to God, me and my family going to be ready. What about you? Everybody have a good day. Amen. Everybody have a good day. Love you. Amen. Pastor Bradford. Amen. Signing out.
Give me a clean heart so I might serve.
Follow.